The Pagan Heart of Today's Culture, Peter Jones, Westminster Seminary Press, 2014, 44 pages. A brief book summary from Books at a Glance. Summary. This booklet looks at how postmodernism, Gnosticism, and polytheism combined to produce the new spirituality that is having such a significant influence in our contemporary culture. Gnosticism flourished in the 1st through 4th centuries, and postmodernism flourished in the latter part of the 20th century and into the 21st. Strangely, these worldviews connect and help us understand our contemporary pagan society. Postmodernism refers to a rejection of physical and rational modernism. In other words, it rejects the intellectual commitments of the Enlightenment. In the Enlightenment, reason was set up as an ideal, and religion was dismissed as superstitious nonsense. Postmodernism rejected this Enlightenment view and rejected as false all totalizing ideologies and absolute meta-narratives. Postmoderns engage in deconstruction, working to undermine any claim of absolute or objective truth. In doing so, they use reason, make an absolute truth claim, use circular reasoning, and contradict their own premises. Given the atrocities and wars of the 20th century, postmoderns have made tolerance an ultimate virtue, and this has included tolerance of various forms of spirituality. Postmodern spirituality rejects both atheism and classical theism. When religion is deconstructed and objectivity rejected, then everything can be God, i.e., pantheism is the preferred way. God is not seen as a transcendent being, but as an immanent spirit, and any individual can have special, immediate communion with the Spirit God. We know this God not by revelation, but through mysticism and mystery. Nature is divinized, and worshiping nature is seen as the approach that will save us from the environmental crisis. Those who are trying to lead us forward in this progressive way are actually leading us back to pagan mysticism and pantheism. The worship of a divinized pantheistic nature is referred to by some as the perennial philosophy. Gnosticism rejects biblical revelation and finding spiritual truth through reason. Gnosis means knowledge, and this knowledge is supposed to come from mystical direct experience. This knowledge is of the self, which is divine. Some have tried to argue that Gnostic Christianity, where other people can be aware of their divinity the way Jesus was of his, is as historically legitimate as Christian Orthodoxy. The Gospel of Thomas teaches this version of Gnostic Christianity and teaches pantheism or polytheism. Gnosticism points a radical dualism between spirit and matter. The physical world is an evil illusion, but we are part of God. Pantheism rejects binaries and opposites, bringing everything together as one ultimate reality. This reality is the divine mystery of pagan thought. Specific deities, especially the God of the Bible, are rejected as false. Orthodox Christian doctrine is rejected as pernicious and narrow, and pagan ethical practices and pantheistic views are celebrated. Postmodern scholars have sought to deconstruct the history of Christianity and replace it with the Gnostic versions. Syncretism is considered good, and ancient religious sexual practices are endorsed. Freud and Jung helped lay psychological groundwork for this kind of spirituality and sexual ethic. Polytheism and pantheistic Gnosticism are seen as powerful tools for overturning Christianity and Christian influence in contemporary society. Gnosticism and polytheism are not identical, but the former tends to lead to the latter. Polytheism is globally distributed and stands in polar opposition to biblical monotheism. Scripture reveals God to be transcendent and unique, whereas polytheism has gods that are immanent, and both creation and human beings share the divine nature. The multiplicity of gods is important because none are omnipotent, and followers hedge their bets. In reality, the death of God movement led to an openness to polytheism and a multiplicity of spiritualities. Polytheistic systems are attractive because the self is divinized, and also because knowledge of the spirits and gods is direct rather than revelatory. It encourages polysexual experience, eliminates the concept of evil, and unites all kinds of disparate experiences. Paul taught in Romans 1 that there are only two kinds of spirituality and worship. 1, the worship of the Creator. 2, the worship of nature creation. The former is a pagan oneism, and the biblical position is twoism, i.e., there is a distinction between Creator and creation. Given Paul's rubric, all religions will fit into this binary. All world religions, apart from Christianity, fit together, which is why they can be referred to by advocates of the perennial philosophy. The mystical experience of oneness underlies them all, and nature alone is worthy of worship. Ironically, atheists and secularists are cousins to polytheists and mystics, since they hold to an ontological materialistic oneness that eliminates transcendence. Those who reject the gods and those who embrace polytheism are together in their rejection of the transcendent Creator God of Scripture. The reinterpretation of human nature and the nature of the universe that is currently taking place is well aligned with old paganism, and this is seen in changing ethical and sexual norms. Postmodernism is rejecting rationality, objective truth, and traditional ethics. It favors syncretism, relativism, and individual moral standards. Humanism is a religion, and the considerations of polytheism and Gnosticism will allegedly take secularists beyond the limited range of science. A synthesis between secularism, socialism, and paganism is already shaping up and being embraced by many influential people. This system of oneness will be a major challenge for the church in years to come. Christians need to understand oneism and also be equipped to present the greater and glorious truth of biblical twoism. In the end, there are not an endless number of isms. There are only these two. We either hold to a transcendent Creator God or we worship created things. Copyright 2024, Books at a Glance. Books at a Glance book summaries are available by subscription only, and except for brief quotes, may not be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.